seriously popular.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now we all know that flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing
that? Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Welcome to Straight to the Comments. I'm Josh Peters.
And I'm Archie Manners.
Straight to the Comments is a podcast built around the hilarious, bizarre, and sometimes incomprehensible comments left under Mail Online stories.
You know the kind of thing. Unfettered fury at poor parking, veganism, and social media influencers. A desperate pleading for the return of common sense whilst worshipping of a church of Clarkson.
Mail Online articles receive an astonishing 4 million comments a month.
And these comments are viewed over 16 million times in all their misspelt glory.
We use the comments left about a celebrity guest to form the basis of an interview and see if they can recognise the stories about them.
I, however, have no prior knowledge of these stories or even who today's celebrity guest is, which puts me at a slight disadvantage. But I'm a plucky little soldier. I resolve to help out as best I can.
You really are so selfless. A modern-day Mother Teresa in chinos.
Well, I was wondering, as I often do, Joshua, would you have anything that might help me guess who today's guest is?
Your voice is so posh, I love it. I do.
The script is written to make you sound like a wanker.
I do. Yes, I have one of my patented word clouds here. These are the most popular words found in the comment section under stories featuring today's guest. The bigger the word, the more often it's featured. See if you can guess who today's guest is, Archie.
Great, thank you. So, on this word cloud, in the largest is Atomic Kitten. Mm-hmm. That places me at a huge disadvantage. I have absolutely no idea.
It's a band.
No, I'm aware of it's a band, but I couldn't name any one of the members of the songs. I have no idea about that.
Okay.
Divorce, This Morning, Westlife, Spain, Bankruptcy, OnlyFans, Ryan, Katie Price. It's not Katie Price. This is a really bad format point for me. My knowledge of popular culture is really rubbish. You've just given me something that says OnlyFans, Atomic Kitten and Westlife.
It's Kerry Katona!
Hello!
Am I up for this threesome or not?
Kerry first found fame in the 90s as a member of iconic girl band Atomic Kitten. Since then, she has forged a career in numerous reality shows, including Celebrity Big Brother, Dancing on Ice, SAS Who Dares Wins, and winning the third series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. A mother of five, she's had to overcome drink, drugs, ADHD, and bipolar disorder.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you might want to read that again. That's not the joke.
We might be here for a while. Go on.
Sorry. Kerry looked at me.
The script is written.
It's fine. Track on. I'm just thinking.
Kerry looked at me.
Are we going into my medical history? Because we'll be here for a long time.
Okay. Let's do that again. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. A mother of five, she's had to overcome drink, drugs, ADHD, and bipolar disorder. The legend that is Kerry Katona.
No.
No. After that intro, I might end up back in rehab.
Was it that bad, Kerry?
No, I'm teasing. It's fine. So, I've heard worse.
Welcome to the show. How
Thank
are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm really well. It's my daughter's birthday today, so...
Congratulations. Well, which number of daughter?
I don't know. I have to Google it half the time. I've got that, honest God, it's like an orphanage at my house. Got that many kids. Can't remember the names.
Are
different
you done
dads.
Now? Are there any chance of any more?
Well, I'm 44 this year.
You're not.
I am. My other half's 8 years younger than me, so I can still pull them, but I think I'm done.
You think you're done?
I think I'm done, yeah.
Yeah. You look great. For 40. If I can look like you at 44, I'll be very pleased.
Well, I just had an eye lift, so that's probably helped. Honestly, it's like an extra sketch under the amount of shit I've had done. Honestly, I'm like a flat pack from IKEA.
Yeah.
Honestly, I come with instructions how to put me together in the morning.
So, Kerry, you were saying that you've made a whole day out of coming to London today, including recording our podcast, going to the theatre. Take us through what's happening today in the life of Kerry Katona.
Well, yesterday we got here, we got ready, we went to watch Phantom of the Opera, which was phenomenal. I got goose pimples on my eyelashes. It was that good. We're here, then we're off to Tiffany's for some tea and sandwiches, and then we'll walk around Harrods, and then...
Kerry Katona, isn't it?
My daughter is very, very, very well behaved, I might treat her to something. I usually just get a fake shit, but we're at Harrods, so I might as well get some real. And then we're going to Benihana's, which is our tradition, because we love Benihana's. It's our favourite restaurant in London.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
We're talking about fake shit. Two things that don't look fake is that watch and ring
far
that you've
from
got.
Fake.
That does not look fake
from?
At all.
That's
a Rolex. That's far from fake. And this is not fake. And which of a ring were you
talking about? Are you engaged?
I am engaged. Yeah, I've been engaged for 4 years,
it's
nearly.
It's a beautiful...
So, when is the engagement going to turn into a wedding?
Oh, fuck knows. I get scared.
Is he here? Is he listening
to
this?
He is. One minute I like him.
Is he got headphones on?
1 minute I like him, next minute I don't. No, I'm joking. I love him to bits, but I think I've been married 3 times. I've been divorced twice. I'm now a widow. And... I do want to get married, and then I believe everyone deserves a happy ever after. It doesn't matter what you've been through. We all deserve to be loved.
Yeah.
And but also, once you've got the engagement ring, what's the benefit of getting married? I mean, you've got
the rock
now.
Well, there's lots of benefits, you know.
There's tax
taxes.
Breaks.
Exactly. tax breaks, you know.
Tell me about that Rolex, because that's a beautiful watch.
Okay.
Where did you get that?
No, this is real. It's very, very real.
I can see it's real.
Can we not promote this? I've already been held hostage once in my house.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yes, no, we'll moving on swiftly. So, Kerry, the premise of the show.
Sorry, we can't just let that go.
It's fine. No, I have been held. I live in Cheshire. So,
I
live in the Golden Triangle. So, yeah, I've been held hostage by 3 masked men. You know,
held hostage.
Yeah.
What did they
make? I just thought I'd fucking make it up.
No. I don't know whether when you were so joking.
Actually held hostage, yeah.
What happened?
3 masked men came in. One had a butcher's hook, a sledgehammer, and a carving knife. Heidi, my daughter, who was with me, she was 5 weeks old. And then they marched my husband, who I was married to at the time. I've got to Google half of these husbands because I can't remember their names either. I think it was the dodgy one, the drug dealer, taxi driver, Mark Croft. He was a drug dealer. I thought I was going to get it for free. He was actually my mum's drug dealer. That's
right.
How I met him.
Right.
So
when I split up with Brian, I moved back to England.
Brian from Westlife.
I've
got God,
that. Yeah.
Let's just go right back to the beginning. I think it's going
to
be an important thing.
To keep up.
Husband number one. Brian from Westlife.
Yeah.
Husband number two, your mother's drug dealer.
Yeah.
Husband number three, rugby player.
Well, yeah, more like a wife beater, but go on.
Fine, right. Okay, yeah. Great. So, like, took it off the pitch, did he?
Yeah.
So scrummaged at home.
Yeah.
Potential husband number four sitting outside.
Yes, yeah, so we've been together 6 years this year.
Okay, so that's just so we're all clear on.
And I met the one who's sitting next door. He seemed lovely, by the way.
Complete opposite to me. I think if I'd have met Ryan 20 years ago, I'd have gone... No, seriously, because I was brought up in a world of foster. I had 4 sets of foster parents, 3 refugees. You know, my first memory is watching my mum slit her wrist from the age of 3.
Sure.
She gave me my
to this new comedy podcast.
Yeah, I was just supposed to put it off. I was pissing myself. There was blood everywhere. No, so I think I'm in a safe space now. You have to go through these things and you should be able to laugh at yourself. I take the piss out of myself all the time, but I'm even scared of taking the piss out of bipolar in case I get cancelled.
We are the Mail
and
Online. We choose who gets cancelled.
Oh, right,
you're on the inside now. You're immune.
No.
I'm
on the dark side now.
It's like the Traitors where you get given the shield.
I
you're
love
now
that
uncancellable.
Show. I love that show.
Uncancellable. should we crack on with the show?
Yes. So, Kerry, the premise of the show is that I read out some comments on a Mail Online story about you, and you have to guess from those comments what the story is.
Okay.
Archie over here is going to help you.
I have a blank script, is what I was trying to show you. So I don't know what comments or articles Josh has chosen.
So should we get started?
Yeah, crack on.
Okay, here we go. The first comment is from Jimmy the Hat, who's located...
He actually might be my fifth husband, actually.
Well, it might have been... He's currently located at HMP Pentonville, it says.
Sounds about right.
Let's have that comment.
She'd probably marry someone in space.
So this is someone commenting that you'd probably marry someone in space.
I think possibly because I've got engaged again. Maybe that's what the storyline is.
How many husbands do you think you will end up having by the time you die? So we're currently on three.
No more than four.
No more than four.
If I marry Ryan, which I think we may. I think we may just go to Vegas.
Well, generally when you get engaged, that is the next step, is to get married.
Yeah. It is, but I think I just like wedding cake.
Let's have comment number two from Boredom Levels 9000, who's in the jungle in Uganda.
Refusing to give her nutrients back to the earth that fed her, is she?
Have you ever made an interview about, like, whether when you die, whether you want to be cremated or buried?
Oh, actually, when I die, I actually want to be cremated. And because I've never settled down anywhere, I want to then be put in a rocket. And I want, like, a firework that goes just a little bit out of the orbit. And then my ashes spread everywhere because I have five children and they'll probably all separate. But whenever they want to speak to their mom, they can just look up
to the sky. So you'll just be everywhere. It'll be like you and Tim Peake. Yeah. Up there. Okay, that sounds good.
Kerry, you are quite correct. The story is Kerry Katona will send her ashes to space when she dies so her children won't have to pay her funeral fees.
I don't think that was the reason, but my kids have never paid for anything for themselves anyway.
But there's actually a man who also commented on the story called Gibbsy38 from Mano Beer, who wasn't very happy with you.
Oh, dear.
Humans aren't satisfied with polluting our planet. We want to pollute space even more, too. Get a life.
Oh, come on. That would be great for space. It might solve global warming.
It could do. You know what I mean? I could become a saint.
You could, yes.
People could pray to me.
Saint Kerry.
What would you
be the saint of?
Cocaine.
Saint Kerry of cocaine.
I don't know. I feel like I've really turned my life around and I want to be an inspiration to others. But this wasn't for anybody else. This was just for my kids so that they, you know, I have a brood. I've got five children. They're going to go their own separate ways. And I don't want them to feel like they've got to go to a certain place to come and visit me. They can just look up and go,
I think it makes a lot of sense. I think it's brilliant.
No,
I've already organised it.
Also,
you
look wonderful. What a fun way of ending a funeral.
I know, fireworks.
Literally out with a bang.
Literally, you know.
I don't think it's really nice.
I don't think it would be polluting the planet or anything.
I don't think that is. It's quite literally getting your pollution off the planet.
Yes, I'm actually leaving you all. So
exactly.
Yeah, I'm not being buried in your ground, in your earth, your soil.
Did you know we are running out of burial space in this world?
I'm sure.
I thought about this the other day. I actually thought about how many million years we've been here. Where do we all keep getting buried?
No, they're now stacking them on top of the other. And then after COVID, it was complete chaos.
That sounded like my house last Saturday.
So if you are going to be the patron saint of cocaine,
mm-hmm.
when was the last... Are you clean now? You've very well documented.
I haven't touched cocaine since 2000... How old is my son? I'm going to say 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Completely. No alcohol, no drugs, no nothing.
No, I'll have a drink. Only on holiday. Coke was more my poison.
Fine.
It became a bit of a crotch for me.
Yeah.
And plus, I married my drug dealer because I thought I was going to get it for free.
If anything, I think it's tactical.
Well, I thought I'd get it a bit cheaper.
Was there no friends and family discount?
Well, that's what I thought.
But no. At the worst of your addiction, how much were you doing?
For me, I wouldn't say it was addiction. It was more of a codependency. I was a binger.
Yeah.
Say something was written about me. This was at a time when the news world was huge and I used to have like 40 paps outside my house every single day. My mum was selling stories on me and I was married to a drug dealer. Yeah. I was being hounded and cocaine became my only friend, really. Yeah. It was all I had.
And did you go to rehab to quit or did you just make that decision yourself?
Rehab didn't help me get off coke at all. I mean, I got out of rehab 6 weeks later. I met and married my mum was a drug dealer.
Right.
You see, this is the thing with rehab and the stigma with it. People get so confused. You know, it's about codependency, mental health. And mental health wasn't a big thing back then. No one knew what bipolar was. I didn't know what fucking bipolar was.
Yeah. Everyone was suffering from it. But they just
I thought it was a sport. I thought I was going to have to buy some shin pads and a gum shield. I thought, what the fuck is bipolar?
You thought it was curling.
Yeah, so when I got told I had bipolar, no one had ever heard of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it became a thing.
Yeah.
But when I said on, like, this morning interview, I have bipolar, I mean, I talk fast anyway, so yeah. It's almost like Jonathan Ross has a lisp. So I roll over my words. I actually had speech therapy. She said I had a lazy tongue. I thought, right, I'd be a shit lesbian. Or would I? Or is that how I got treatment tomorrow, mate?
Yes. Everyone should try being a lesbian once.
And was it tough going from this life of performing live on stage? You're in this massive band. At one point, I think you were the biggest sort of band in the UK, or biggest girl band in the UK. Did that have a factor in your dependence on cocaine?
No. My drug career started well before I was famous. I was 14. My mum told me it was sherbet and it was speed.
Seriously,
yeah. I was in foster home. I thought that's what you did. I thought that's what you did with your mum. And then I'd say £5 up from my foster parents and I'd go buy a wrap of Wiz with my mum.
Wow.
So when most of us were given money to go to a sweet shop, you were getting money to go to
and going on the rob and all kinds of things. I mean, my children are privately educated. They haven't got a fucking clue. That was normal for me. I left Atomic Kitten because I didn't enjoy the fame.
Fine. And just quickly, how did you go from being this 14-year-old on speed to being a part of one of the biggest girl bands in the UK?
I think I just had a great set of tits on me. I was good looking at the time and I was in the right place at the right time.
I don't believe... I've heard you sing live before and I don't believe that.
For me, because my mum's an alcoholic, I was brought up in pubs. Mm. So karaoke was my go.
It was
always a thing.
Do you still have a relationship with the girls from the band?
What? Oh, no, they hate me.
Ah. When did you last speak to either of them?
We were doing a gig at Butlin's and Tash said she didn't want to do it anymore. And so I said, okay, cool, no worries. And then next thing I saw, Tash and Liz were still carrying on without me.
Oh, my God. I never liked Tash and Liz. You were always my favourite, Kerry. Like,
was it because of the tits?
No, it wasn't.
when was that?
Oh, God. How old's DJ? I'm going to say about 8 years.
Oh, God, long time. So you haven't performed with them for...
No.
And do you still get royalties every time I play?
Yeah. So the whole again that went to number one is my vocals.
Yeah.
Obviously, they changed
that
the video.
That was during the Football World Cup, right?
No. They brought that back. No, that is Hole Again, they rebrought that out. Southgate, you're the one. Yes. You can make me whole again.
But surely that then drove up the original song.
Yeah, but they brought Jenny Frost in instead of me.
And is it good? Still good money?
Yeah.
Just for sitting there doing nothing. Though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I sat on my ass doing nothing, just taking selfies of my tits and make shit loads of money, so.
You said that to my face, would you?
The next story, the first comment is from Dion in London.
Kerry looks lovely. She should go back to singing and modelling. She was the best kitten.
That's nice.
So remember, we're
that's
trying
lovely.
To...
lovely.
That's a very nice comment.
That's the first. I'm male.
Mm. It doesn't.
I think I'm female or male.
I think I might have wrote that. Kerry looks lovely.
It could be anything. Let's have a second comment.
Is it a weight loss? A weight loss?
It's
maybe?
Not a weight loss.
Is it surgery?
No. But let's go to comment number two from Victim in Warrington.
We ate in there some time ago, waiting for a new windscreen to be fitted. Not bad grub.
Okay. Do you have a pub or a restaurant that you own?
No.
Okay, so you must have been photographed in a restaurant, a fancy restaurant. Is that, am I getting close?
Don't know.
You look lovely, and you should go back to singing and you eat somewhere.
Tell you what, let's go to comment number three.
This is hard.
This is tough.
From Scott in Hemel.
Not wrong with the Toby. She's only human after all.
So I must have been at a Toby Carberry. This must be really old because I've not been to a Toby Carberry in years.
I'll shock you. I've never been to a Toby Carberry.
You're not missing much.
What is it?
It's like a self-service roasting, isn't it? It's like cheap. You know what? It's good. But I've not been to a Toby Carberry in years. So this must be an old
she's
story.
She's had a glow up. Look, she's wearing a Rolex. Kids are at private school. She's given up Toby Carberry.
Hey, my standards have changed. I'm not ashamed of that.
The story is Kerry Katona dresses up for lunch at her Toby Carberry local for a second time in 3 days.
How old was that story?
It's over 15 years old, the story.
As was the meat that you ate at Toby Carberry, probably. Where do you eat now? Where's your...
Oh, sweetheart! I'm a proper foodie. I never used to be, but, like, you see, because I was dyslexic, Right. So let me tell you a story. So when I first got into Atomic Kitten, I was dyslexic, uneducated, not academic at all. Couldn't really read or write a spell. And we went to a Mexican restaurant, right, with a record company and the Atomic Kitten girls. And I couldn't read the menu. So I got my manager to read it for me. And I just ordered like a burger and chips because that's all I really knew. And Liz ordered fajitas. And I sat there and I was like, oh my God, she's ordered a dead baby.
Oh no, oh.
Fetus, chicken, because I was so uneducated that thanks to Atomic Kitten and travelling the world.
I love the fact that you thought in Mexico they might actually serve fetus.
But I was just like, because I couldn't read the menu. I literally had to teach myself to properly read and write and spell properly. And I wrote 6 books. Like, I was so dyslexic. Like, right, even now, like, I'll get my words back to front.
God, and yes. I didn't even read it.
No, I didn't read it. I just heard her say, she went, I'll order chicken fajitas.
I
was like, I'm sure that's a baby in your belly. I don't have a fucking clue. So,
how old were you when you got famous then with Atomic Kitten?
I was 17 when I got an Atomic Kitten. I think I was 19 when we got into the top 10. November 99 it was.
And how did your life change from going from just
it
being...
Was just, I literally went from foster home. Yeah. I was 16. I got put into a semi-independence home. Then I got my first council flat when I was 17. And then this guy called David T from the Pawn Kings, I was underage, and Mr. Smith's dancing. Uh-huh. He approached me and said, look, I want you to be in this band. I'm in the Pawn Kings, like, fucking pervert, fuck off. And he really was. 2 weeks later, I'm in Germany pretending to play the keyboard on MTV in front of like tens of thousands of people. Like,
that's going, mad.
Yeah. And then I started dancing. And then he introduced me to a guy called Andy McCloskey from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, OMD. I've never been for an audition, anything like that in my life. I took my portfolio with pastry photographs because that was my get out. I wasn't going to be a rocket scientist. I had a great set of tits on me. I thought, this is my get out, honestly. And I sang them a few songs and they based the band on my personality. And I was a founder member for 2 months. We held auditions and I picked Heidi Range and Liz McLarnon. Heidi slapped Liz or Liz slapped Heidi. Anyway, Heidi left to go solo but ended up in the Sugar Babes. We got Natasha. I couldn't stand her. And then 2 weeks with her, I fell madly in love with her and we were the best of friends. And 4 weeks later, we got a record deal and it changed my life. And I enjoyed the climb to fame, but it took me to the age of 36 to actually go, okay, I know how to deal with this now.
And Do you enjoy it now? Do you enjoy it when people come up to you in the street? Or?
Oh, It's always nice when people go, oh, you know, you really inspired me. Obviously, I'm a hugger. I loved what it took. I think the press has changed as well. It's not like how it used to be. You're not as hounded anymore. I mean, I'm the most honest person you meet in your life. If I go on holiday, I will take my own pap. I will do my own pap pictures.
Talk us about that. Because you were kind of known for the difficult relationship with the press where they hounded you. But did you ever court them? Did you ever tip off paparazzi?
No, never, ever, ever, ever. Never. It took me a long, long time to get to that stage. And I was sat, this is when the News Up World was around, and I was always getting asked to go do set up pat pics, and I was like, no, thank you. And I think I was sat eating a burger, and I had a pint, and I was topless on a beach bed, and the picture went for £75,000.
Goodness.
And I went, hang on a fucking minute. Why am I not making any of this money? And I've got a shitload of kids. So from that moment on, I would do my own set up pap pictures.
So what would you do? You'd call the pap, from that moment on, you'd call the paps yourself and say...
No, I have me and my friend, Steve, I've worked with him for years. I'm going away on holiday, let's bang a load of pictures out.
Bring the pap with you, basically.
Yeah, let's bang them all out, because otherwise, last time I went, I'm on holiday and I'm walking out the sea and all these young lads are looking at me. I thought, yeah, I know I'm a MILF, but they're a bit younger, aren't they? Looking at me like that. And then I look and there's a pap in the bush.
Yeah, so you might as well do it yourself.
So I'm like... I'm going to fucking minute. I legged it inside. I went, Ryan, quick, take some pictures and put it on Instagram and give it away for free.
What's the most you've ever sold a picture for?
It's not like it used to be back in the day. Like, you used to get $100,000 for a photo shoot with OK Magazine. You're lucky you get 3.
Sure,
really?
Yeah, because of digital, because it's all changed.
Because we're all paps now, aren't we?
I remember my first photo shoot I did with, back in the day, it was me, Pete and Kate.
Yeah.
That was just the face of OK Magazine. Like, I don't think I did it less for $60,000.
When you were making all that money, both from Atomic Kittens and from OK Magazine and all that
my
kind of stuff.
My main money, like when I left Atomic Kitten, I had £35,000 in my bank.
That it?
Yeah, and I bought my house with it, and then I moved to Ireland with Brian McFadden.
Sure.
That, like, when you're in Atomic Kitten, you live like a pediums. That's it. It's like
literally daily fees.
It's like you're not making unless you get sponsored. Like sponsored for this, or you promoting this opera. I literally had £35,000 in my bank, and I bought my mum a terraced house with it because I got pregnant with Molly, and I just thought I didn't want to be rich and famous. I just wanted to be a mum and a wife. Aww. That was my dream, and I fell pregnant.
Well, that's come true.
And I fell pregnant. I thought, well, this is it. I'm going to be a mum.
Yeah.
And so I walked away from it all, but it didn't let me.
When in your life did you first feel financially secure then? Coming from foster homes and everything, you know, everything being kind of up and down.
I think I've been on every side of the coin you can think of. I mean, I've come from getting my clothes off a car boot sale to going on the rob, to having nothing to open on Christmas morning, to becoming a millionaire, to becoming bankrupt, to getting a bit back, to becoming bankrupt, to becoming a millionaire again. I don't know anyone who's done that. But money means fuck all.
Does it make you happy?
No, it just gives you options. For me, I can't take that with me. I can't take this with me. All I can take with me are the memories that I create with my children on my deathbed, like last night going to the Phantom of the Opera. That's all I can take with me.
Okay, let's go on to the next story. The first comment is from Dion in London.
Right, she is. She's absolutely stunning. As mad as a box of frogs, but she is gorgeous looking.
I think that one's from me, Mum. Is it a weight loss thing again?
It's not. Let's give you some more to work with here. Comment two is from Loki.
If I didn't lose weight and put it on, I probably wouldn't have a career. If I didn't get married and get divorced, I wouldn't have a career. Go on, next comment.
Comment number two is from Loki, UK, in Darwin.
Those lads need a talking to.
I know, OnlyFans maybe?
No,
or
it's not OnlyFans.
It's not OnlyFans.
Is it me getting engaged again?
No, it's not. Let's give you the next comment from Milikaz in Lancaster.
Plus, her daughter's 14. As 14-year-olds wouldn't fancy a 41-year-old. Dream on, Keza.
You know how you earlier in the podcast you said I'm a MILF? Have you said that?
Oh, yeah. So my kids have got some shit because they've called me MILFs.
So it says...
what kid was it? We was at school and, like, my children's friends, like, say, the boys, think I'm a MILF. MILF, I guess.
It says, Kerry Katona admits her daughter Heidi, 14, yes, doesn't want her to do the school run because all the lads call her a MILF.
Yeah.
So, Kerry Katona, you are a bona fide a MILF, according to 14-year-olds in the UK.
That's my demographic.
What is the biggest age gap you've ever had?
Ryan, who I'm with.
8 years.
I've never dated anybody younger than me. Ever. No, Ryan's living his absolute dream.
Yeah, of course.
You know, he's banging a fit older bird.
How did you two meet?
Online.
Which app?
Best thing I ever got on the internet.
Yeah, it's great. Which website? Which app?
Well, we've actually have our own dating app called Marnie. Well, we didn't meet on that one.
Oh.
We met on another one, but it doesn't matter which one it is. But you can go meet somebody on Marnie.
Oh, that's your... She's plugging that. I love that.
Very, very well done.
Is Marnie stand for MILF and something? No,
Marnie. Marnie, Ryan's last name's Mahoney, but it's Marnie in Irish. So it's M-A-R-M with two I's.
Yeah.
And they're the two lovebirds.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so that's our dating app.
For all your celebrity MILF needs.
Very good. It's time now for a break. Why not pop out to a Toby Carvery and get yourself an enormous Yorkshire pudding that you can nibble on during part two.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to Straight to the Comets with me, Archie.
And me, Josh.
And me, Carrie Katona. There's been a little bit of a confusion in the Matrix there, but
my
yes.
My balls have dropped.
Our guest today is, of course, the fabulous, the iconic Carrie Katona. Let's have a little chat about your career. You've had such a long and amazing career. You're known for so many different things.
Yeah.
It's quick, because you look about 20.
Oh, I see. I love you so much.
And so we can see where the money from the Pat Pips has been spent.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
How much do you think you spent on the Etch-A-Sketch, as you describe yourself?
Not much. I'm very fortunate enough that I do a lot of collaborations. So,
right.
I had to, I probably wouldn't spend it.
So what, you can post and get, like, you know, new forehead or...
Yeah. Well, can you get a new forehead? Well, that's just Botox,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I've just had Botox. I started Botox 6 months ago.
I think the younger you are... I think in your late 20s.
It's a good time. Okay, good. Because a lot of people think I started to. I've just turned 30.
Yeah, no, that's a good time.
I absolutely love it. Go in there. Bang, 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 bang. 3 days later.
That's a good time. And the thing is, why not?
Yeah.
You know, if you've got like sticky out ears and you go and get them pinned back, no one says fuck all.
No.
If you've got a lump on your nose and no one says fuck all.
But Botox is somehow stigmatized.
So if you've got like the map of fucking Britain on your forehead.
Yeah. Sort it out. We can do things about it nowadays. Yeah, we can do things about it. Stop upsetting everyone else.
But I think it's a personal choice. And if that's what you want to, then that's completely up to
you. Exactly.
But I do believe, hand on my heart, the industry completely fucked me up.
Yeah.
I mean, there used to be a time, they used to have like the circle of shame. And like they would zoom in, like on your stretch marks, and ooh. You know, like things that you would feel so insecure. And then they put on a front cover of a magazine, and you're like, oh my God, I need to look perfect. Yeah. And I think that has stuck with me massively.
I'm sure.
I mean, these are my own.
You're pointing at your breasts, if you don't mind me saying.
So I have had implants before, but I had them taken out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've had 2 breast reductions because I just soap and water and they just keep fucking growing. Yeah.
They're heavy, aren't they? My mother finds she's not for the same reasons.
But my back hurts, so I've had 2 breast reductions. Yeah, but no, but that's a legitimate reason to have it done. Yeah. But I just had an eye lift because I started pulling my eyes over and I thought, oh. So I literally about 3 weeks ago had an eye lift.
It looks great. Right.
It looks good, doesn't it?
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, Carrie, keeping relevant, we must talk about OnlyFans.
Okay.
Take us through your journey on OnlyFans. What do you do on there? How does it work?
What's the cost?
What's the mates rates?
Yes.
You want
a discount? Is there a special
code? Yeah, I do, please.
I've never been on OnlyFans.
No, I'm neither. We're ignorant. So talk us through it. How does it work? What do you do on there?
Well, let me start you off. I started off as a page 3 model. So back in the day, because I wasn't going to be a rocket scientist, I shit you not, I had the most phenomenal pair of tits you've ever seen in your life. I was a size 6 waist with a 34 double D chest.
Okay.
They looked fake. And then while I was doing Atomic Kitten, I actually started fully nude lap dancing to pay my rent.
But just quickly before you, there's something that's not computing for me here. You were a part of this very successful girl band, but you say you were making no money.
Yeah, so at the start of Atomic Kitten, I was just being asked to go in and record, but we wasn't being paid at this point because
didn't have a record deal.
We didn't have a record deal. So while we're doing that, I'm going, taking my clothes off and lap dancing because it was the easiest way. Bear in mind, the other 2 girls were 14 and 16, so they still lived at home. I was 18.
Yeah.
I was living in a council flat. I had no guardians anything. So, and I couldn't get a 9-to-5 job because they wanted me in the studio as the one it suited them. So I started lap dancing. And I was so proud of my tits. I thought I had a great set of tits. And next thing you know, I got in a girl band and then they're all these pictures come out. I've done it was a nightmare. And I go topless, I'll build sandcastles with my kids on the beach, topless so I don't get strap marks. And then the COVID hit.
And so was that bad or good for the tit business?
It was amazing for the tit business. But at the time, I was like, shit, how am I going to pay my rent?
Yeah.
I had all 5 kids at home at the time. So someone mentioned OnlyFans and I thought... Well, my pictures are out there anyway. And then I sat the children down.
Yeah.
I said, look, there's no work. I'm struggling. How would you feel if I started at OnlyFans? I said, obviously, it'll only be like topless. You know, a lot of it is smoke and mirrors. I'm not doing anything that you've not seen on the big screen when you go to the cinema, when you look at Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise dry riding or Natalie Portman finger blasting herself in Black Swan, getting awards, being paid millions. It was art, darling! Well done, sweetheart! Kerry Katona gets the nipples out. Get those kids in foster home! Those fucking kids! Get them off her! She deserves to be in fucking jail!
It's true. And I mean, you're right.
It's like, who puts us in these boxes? And they say, what, because I'm Russell Thespian, darling? Because I didn't go to theatre school? Or because I show a bit of nipple?
Yeah, and that turned your fortunes around, ultimately. Yeah. OnlyFans
I think I was literally... I wasn't far off going back into bankruptcy.
How many subscribers do you have on Only? Do you have subscribers on OnlyFans? Yeah. How many do you have?
Loads.
Like, how many, roughly?
Loads.
Like, what does loads mean?
2,000.
2,000 people?
Something like that.
And they're all paying a monthly fee?
It goes up and down. It goes up and down.
Hey! What do they get for that?
Well, subscribe and you'll find out.
Oh, she's giving nothing
yeah,
away.
Yeah, that's the point. That is.
Is it just upper body?
Yes, subscribing, you'll see.
Oh, my God. Yeah, teasing, even in the podcast. If Josh came to you now and said, look, I'm thinking of setting up an OnlyFans.
I don't know why everyone hasn't done it.
What would your top tip be?
Do it. Just fucking do it. For me, it's ridiculous. I can take a picture of my foot and make £1,000.
Yeah.
Why would the fuck? Why would I not? And then these people sat behind a desk 9 to 5 working the fucking arse off. And it's like, who's one laughing? You can say all you want about me. Oh, those poor kids. Say what? Like my poor kids crying their fucking Lamborghini on the way to the private school, to the fucking mansion. Why we go fucking on a wonderful holiday? So fuck you. Who's having the last laugh? My kids are having a great laugh. That's all I care about.
There we go.
And so is the singing done, do you think?
No, I still perform. I still perform. I don't just do OnlyFans. You know, I've got my boutique, I've got Co's Boutique, I've got my fitness platform, MFit, I've got my dating app, Marnie, I do panto every year, I'm always acting, I do everything. I'm an all-rounder.
Will you ever try record again,
No,
do you think?
No, it does not interest me in the slightest. Really? I like being on the stage and performing.
Okay.
What if it was like a charity single? If we got like a whole load of OnlyFans stars together to do a charity single? That could be good.
Yeah, a bit weird. Well, yeah, I guess
it would sell. It'd be called Vibe Aid.
I love performing, but I'm not one of these. I like entertaining, but I'm not a recording.
What I find mental about OnlyFans, or what I find completely mad about OnlyFans, is like I often try and look up my genealogy and see what my great great grandparents were up to.
Yeah,
your great 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 grandchildren will be able to see photos of your tits.
Well, they was already out there anyway, so I'm just making money off it. My tits was out there already, so it's just like, well, they're just fucking tits, you know what I mean? You guys suckle on them for fucking breast milk. Get over it.
You say that to my face, would you?
Let's get back to the story, shall we? The first comment on the story is from Eccles Cakes Are Great, and they're located anywhere.
It's called prioritising your spending. Looks like she's never been good at that.
Catty.
Okay, is it because I bought a Lamborghini?
Did you buy a Lamborghini?
2. I think at one point, the first time I was a multimillionaire, I think I bought a new car every week.
What made you a multimillionaire that time? The band?
I watched one of 35. No. I think it was my reality TV shows. I was also the face of Iceland.
That's good.
Yeah, I had my reality show.
And also because mothers go to Iceland. If you've got 5 kids, you're
Are we talking about the country or the shop?
The shop.
Obviously the shop. Do you want to become president of Iceland? Going to the G7 with a bomber going, sorry.
Hey, chicken dinosaurs, unbound love. So I was the face of Iceland for about 5 years. That was like 400 grand a year.
400 grand a year?
Something like that, yeah.
Just to be the face of Iceland?
No, I wasn't just a face. Like, we did 16-hour days
you weren't on the fucking
filming.
Checkout, were you? I mean,
well, no, but the filming you do for the adverts for the TV show.
For 400 grand, you poor thing. Did you get lots of free Iceland food?
Yeah, I got free Iceland food.
Did you ever eat any of it?
Yeah, it's lovely. Actually? I still love Iceland. I still order from Iceland.
I bet you that's not true.
I swear my kids' lives. Why would I not? Yeah.
Because it's shit.
No, it's cheap.
Okay, it's cheap.
It's cheap and it's good and it doesn't matter who you are, the comedy affects everyone and I've got a fucking orphanage to feed at home.
Okay, next comment is from Nelly6869 in Manchester.
She did the right thing. Parrots are great, but they're not particularly absorbent.
Oh, I know what that is.
What is it?
This is right. This is such a fucked up story, but it's so true.
I'm dreading this.
So we were really, really poor. I was living in a semi-independence house and my mum was in a council house and this is when I met David T and he used to pay me 50 quid to go on stage and sing him.
Who's David T? The guy who...
In the Pawn Kings. I used to go on stage and sing, I will always need you, you mean the world to me, let's stay together, baby, together we'll be free. You know that song?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I used to go and mime it and he paid me 50 quid pretending it was me.
Just to mime it?
Yeah, but I got my period. So I got my period and I had no Tampax or sanitary towels. So I had a parrot, right? I didn't use the parrot, don't worry. But I sewed the parrot.
Oh, no.
for £20.
A live parrot.
Yeah.
A real parrot.
What was his name?
Alfie.
Yeah,
he was
very
African
good.
Grey. We loved him. And so I sold the parrot for £20 so I could make a £30 profit. So I could buy myself some Tampax and sandwich towels to go on stage.
To make another 50 quid.
I only made 30 quid because I sold the parrot for 20. That's like a GCSE maths question.
Kerry's on stage having her period and her parents were 20.
That's the true story. I was so skinny and there was, I mean, I think at one point I was living on ketchup bodies when I was a little kid.
So yeah, the story is I sold Elfie for 20 quid. Kerry Katona admits she flogged her beloved parrot so she could afford a pack of tampons during her cash-strapped teens.
Yeah, that's true.
Next story. The first comment is from Isabella C. Dalkey in Ireland.
It should be banned, end of.
Me? Breeding more kids.
We're going to need another one. That comment could be almost anything.
This comment's from Barrymore's Speedos, NOLA in the United States.
Pop legend and UK national treasure Kerry is the thinking man's favourite lady.
Ooh, you've got some real fans there.
Is it OnlyFans? It should be banned.
It is something, yeah. The story is, this is my body and I will make money from it. Yeah. Kerry Katona slams OnlyFans' proposed porn ban as she brands the move awful.
Yeah.
Well, this was a story a few years ago where OnlyFans said they were going to stop being essentially an adult content website.
I have been bled dry. I've had so much money and I've been conned and lost it. And I'm like, I need to put my business head on here. Why am I... My Instagram's OPGE. It's all about my kids. But, like, OnlyFans, it's a private adult over 18 site. I'll advertise, you know, OnlyFans is up there, 50% discount, whatever, you know, Easter sale, whatever. You know, and praise the Lord, Jesus, he came back, you know, get on my OnlyFans.
He came back, you can come now. Yeah.
Did OnlyFans communicate with you as a creator when they looked to make the switch?
No.
They didn't. So how did you... You just heard about it like everyone else.
I just heard about it about everybody else and it's just like, oh shit, fuck, I'm making so much money from this. Please don't stop.
Yeah, but they didn't, thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully. We used to have FHM.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zoo magazine. Nutsup magazine. And, you know...
The internet killed them all. They were all the top shelf magazines.
That's what we all used to do. You used to have all the young soap actresses and all doing the sexy pictures. But we don't do that anymore because it's not there. And that's what OnlyFans is.
Yeah.
But I just go that look a bit further.
I make a lot of money out of it.
That makes
sense. Why not?
I dare you.
Next story. The first comment is from Nell91 in Newcastle upon Tyne.
Who cares? If I don't have to sleep in your bed and you don't have to sleep in mine, what does it matter?
Okay. I'm not sure. Give me some else.
Let's have another comment.
This one's from Guy Burgess in West Meon.
If you're single and socially active, wash the sheets whenever they're stained by joy juice.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Joy juice.
Okay, so I have a feeling this is about changing your bed, how often you should change your bed.
Wait, how often do you change your bed?
I'll have to ring my housekeeper and ask her. You think I'm fucking joking? Once a week.
Yeah, I once a week.
Once a week. But the thing is, right, I'm really OCD, so I love coming home to fresh bedding and getting in my bed.
It's the best thing
so
ever.
So I say to Ryan... Make sure the bed's clean. Now, we have two dogs.
Yeah.
Not my ex-husband's. I don't keep them around. We've got a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
And a pink pug, right?
Ooh.
And I have this very expensive bedding from the White Company.
Mm-hmm.
Very luxury, very nice.
Now, Princess, who's our Rottweiler, who's a girl.
Right.
Is like our child.
Okay.
And I love her dearly. I do love her dearly, but my other half loves her. Even more. I think he might actually snog her more than he snogs me.
Right.
Oh, no. He doesn't tongue the dog.
Oh, I tongue the dog as well.
You tongue...
Oh, we have a three-way tonguing.
With the dog?
With the dog. Princess. I shit you fucking not.
That is disgusting.
If me and Ryan are kissing, Princess will jump up and she'll get involved.
Nice.
She can only get on the bed towards the end of the week when it's time to change the bedding.
I see.
So I think this is about how often you change your bedding. So for me, once a week.
Pretty much. Comment number three. Is from Southeast London 16.
Share towels. Think I want to be sick. That's very, very wrong.
No, I share towels. But to be fair, when I was in refuge, I did actually get scabies off a towel.
Ooh.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I was only a kid. But you got to think about the environment as well. Can you imagine how many people live in my house? My washing machine is constantly on the go. So imagine if I change my bedding like every 2 days and then I've got all the other kids' beds as well.
Yeah, no, it must be tough. Well, the story is, it's a hassle. Kerry Katona joins the fierce laundry debates over how often you should wash bed sheets and towels.
Yeah.
Quite right.
On to the next story. This is from Mildred Roper in Melbourne.
Just don't swallow.
Lovely.
Joy juice.
That'll be joy juice, won't it? Just don't swallow.
Just don't swallow.
What's that about?
I have no idea.
I mean, it could be something more PG. All of our minds went to the same thing, though. It's possible we're talking about, like, oysters or something.
Swallow.
Could be anything.
Can we have another one, please, Jay?
The next comment is from Mag Thatcher.
Unlikely.
Bucks. Yeah, in Bucks.
Yuck. And she's the sort of person who would do it and encourage her kids to. Her saying the opposite on TV is fooling no one.
Have you made any comment about blowjobs and the etiquette behind spitting or swallowing?
Oh, my mum taught me how to give a blowjob with a banana.
As part of, like, sex ed?
No, my mum's completely fucked up. She's just crackers. Is it something to do with that?
Mm-mm.
I have no idea then.
We're going to need another one.
The next comment is from KW000 in Wakefield.
I'm sure Kerry Katona has done a lot worse things than we in the sea.
Swallowing, weeing in the sea and yuck.
Oh, is this a debate about pissing in the sea?
Yes. It says it's really dirty and disgusting. Kerry Katona launches into an impassioned rant about people peeing in the sea during bizarre GMB segment.
You must be on Good Morning Britain talking about peeing in the sea.
Yeah.
So do you pee in the sea or not?
I think I have done.
But it says here that you are very opposed to it.
Yeah, it's not nice, is it?
You know, it's not that much worse than the millions of animals that are doing it.
I think as a kid, I got pissed on by a lion once.
A lion?
True story.
Honestly, in the sea you didn't.
Not in the sea, but no, I think as a kid I pissed in the sea, but no, I don't.
But what's wrong with pissing in the sea?
Oh, it's just gross, isn't it?
But all the fish are pissing in the sea. It's the same.
Look, you can be in your golden showers. I'm not into it, my lovely.
How did a lion end up urinating on you?
So I was at Chester Zoo.
Right.
And I really needed a wee. Yeah. I must have been about 3 or 4. And my mum couldn't be arsed or couldn't find the toilets. Uh-huh. And she just went, oh, to have a quick wee here. Pull my knickers down, which was near the lion's cage. And because I was peeing on his territory, He came over, turned his butt to me and sprayed all over me.
Amazing.
How many people can say they've been pissed on by a lion? And my mum had to walk so far in front of me because she said the stench was so horrendous.
That I've never heard a story quite like that.
So
Kerry.
I was pissed on by a lion. There's nothing that I have not done.
Of all the reality shows you've done, what was your favourite?
I think The Jungle, because obviously I won it. I think when you become famous, for me, I craved love. I wanted to be loved. My self-worth was like non-existent. I just wanted so desperately to be loved. So when I won The Jungle, that was amazing. And then I was runner up in Big Brother. Yeah. I won Come Down With Me. I won Slabs on the Farm.
You win everything.
Coach
Very competitive.
Trip. I'm not competitive.
In a good
way. I don't know how. I mean, I watched The Jungle back and I was like... Yeah.
Which reality show gave you the biggest fee to appear on it?
Big Brother.
Big Brother did?
Yeah, The Jungle was shit. I only got 25 grand for that.
And for Big Brother?
Nearly 400.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. That's good.
Yeah, that's my phone. I'm so sorry.
The phone's going to be a rage. I'm offering another $500,000 for some tips.
So unprofessional of me. Should I really reveal those numbers in this crisis that we're having? Isn't that mad to think? The Jungle, I only got £25,000.
It's crazy. Yeah. But then you'd have earned a lot more because you won it. The opportunities off it.
Well, the money that I got, I gave to charity. I gave nearly $1 million to charity.
Sure.
Because back in the day when they did The Jungle, your vote went...
To the prize pot.
Went to a part of a charity that the winner would choose a charity.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Yeah. You don't do that anymore now, do they? Hey, ITV fucking caught on there, didn't they?
But you did become the face of Iceland after
that, which
was fantastic.
That was great. Made me lots of money. Then I got my reality show. Then I did my books. Loads of coke, bankrupts, divorce. You name it, been there, done it.
And that is Kerry Katona.
That's brilliant. Kerry, thank you so much. Thank you for being our guest today. Has that made you more or less likely to want to read the comments?
You know what? I was used to be so obsessed with it, but your opinion of me does not define me as a person. And normally it's very nasty shit. But I welcome that because they've given me their time and energy to comment on my life. So thank you very much for that.
She's laughing all the way to the bank. Thank you to all our listeners for lending us your ears. Please press the subscribe button and feel free to flood us with compliments and extravagant gifts. Either way, please remember to always go
straight to the comments.
Ciao.
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing that?
Who even
all right.
Stupid hair.
I look all right, Doss.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Sidebar. Borderline National Treasure Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of. The showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore.
I just gently squeezed his arm.
I wondered what you were going to say then. You gently squeezed his what?
If third time's a charm and diamonds are a girl's best friend, then it's fair to say that Gem is minted if it does go pear-shaped.
Oh, babe, I've been tickled more than once.
I've never seen anyone so excited about freshly turned soil before, possibly apart from Alan Titchmarsh.
Frankie, bless her, stepped back in her 10-inch platforms onto my foot and broke my toe. Help!
And Bika Mod revealed she falls asleep with her eyes open.
How this... can you sleep with your eyes open? I'm doing it now.
Boring the arse off me.
Don't forget, week in, week out. Bye, 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 bye.